Aspirus. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Time to replace your windows? Anderson makes it easy. After a century of crafting windows and doors, you can be confident 400 series windows will fit perfectly into your Copper Country home. That means natural wood interiors that match your home's character. Plus, they're affordable, durable, and energy efficient. So don't just replace your windows, improve your home with Anderson 400 series. Anderson and nothing less. See the full line of Anderson products at McGann Building Supply, the area's only Anderson window dealer.
Parents, how many of you regularly go through your children's backpacks after they come home from school? We'd like to suggest you do. You'd be surprised at what you might find. Homework that should have been redone and returned. Remnants of a lunch that could now be the subject of a biology experiment. Announcements you wish you had known about. Report cards you should sign and return. No matter the age, not a bad idea to check on your child. The backpack just might be a treasure trove of things you need to know. From the Copper Country Education Association.
Visit Computer Mechanics for everything computers. No matter what you're looking for, from basic starter PCs to laptops to fully integrated business networks, Computer Mechanics can assist you in every way. The retail floor is fully stocked with computers, hard drives, and almost every accessory you can imagine. And when you need repairs done, bring them by Computer Mechanics Full Service Repair Shop. Computer Mechanics in Houghton, your first stop for home and business solutions. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, and Saturdays, 10 to 3.
Here comes Ballas looking for a second goal of the game, a shot and a save by LaRose. Complete control here by Michigan Tech, taken by Patan. Looking for their sixth goal of the game. Here's Vallis. Back up top for Hannah. Over for Patan. A pass to the front. Tanner Carroll scores! The Bulldogs with another power play. Blocked by the Huskies and coming back out shorthanded is Fiedela. Pass over to the front line. Carroll's in! Lead.
Former Husky, it seems weird to say that. Former Husky Tanner Carroll is with us by telephone. Tanner, first of all, thanks a lot for taking some time out of your busy schedule. The playoffs are still going for Tanner, and he is with us today on the Mel Pearson Show. Hi, Tanner.
Hey, good morning, Dirk.
How are things going for you outside of the game of hockey? How's everything going?
It's good. Transitioning a little bigger, living out of a hotel for a couple weeks. It's a little bit different, but it's been a fun experience so far.
Hi, Tanner, coach here. How are you?
Hey, coach.
Yeah, what's the biggest difference do you find, obviously, going right from playing college hockey to playing professional hockey? What do you find the biggest difference, both on the ice, I guess, and away from the rink?
Yeah, well, a little bit away from the rink, I think you're kind of a little more free time. You know, you're kind of on your own a lot more. They're kind of, you're not as structured, I think, as it was in college, and so you kind of got to figure out a routine to get into and manage your time a lot. A bit more, and I think that's kind of what a lot of used to hear, not being, a few of them not being in school and stuff. But for me, the first few weeks not having like school and then having a bunch of free time today, it was a little transition to get used to, but I think it'll be fun down the road. And then on the ice, it's kind of a little bit similar, a little different style, and the speed of the game is not too much different than what it was there at college, especially in the WCHA. Obviously, a lot of fast teams and players, but I think it's a little more like controlled play, a lot more controlled, like on the breakouts and projection. I think guys like to more or less make like a tape to tape pass instead of just chipping it by or chipping it in, and then everyone's just really good at executing their passes. You can see that in practice every day and on the ice. They're so quick with their passes and seeing guys and seeing the ice, and their transitions are so quick. So you kind of get used to that and just realize how crucial every play and face-off is at this level. If you hit a mistake, it seems to be in the back, and especially in playoffs.
Were you surprised, Tanner, at how quickly you were able to score goals and at this level? I mean, I don't think any of us are surprised, but did you feel you would fit in right away like you did?
Yeah, I was still a little bit of surprise. I tried to just kind of come in and play as well as I can in defense, just kind of work hard and get better every time I'm on the ice and as much as I can. But yeah, getting up early, I mean, a few lucky bounces there helped. So it's kind of nice to kind of build my confidence up a little bit and relax more into it.
Well, that's good, Tanner. And then, obviously, what do you guys got to do? You're obviously down 2-0 to the Detroit Red Wings, a farm team, Grand Rapids. So what's the message? What do you guys need to do to have success against Grand Rapids, who, you know, look at their team, and they've got a few guys who played with the Red Wings this year. So what's the message from the coaching staff in Rockford, and what do you guys need to do to have success?
Yeah, well, we're obviously a little disappointed going on too early. I think we had a couple days here away from the rink to kind of relax and think about the games and how we personally and the team. But, I mean, the coaching staff and I think our whole team knows that we can play a lot better than we did the first two games. I mean, just most of their goals that they ended up scoring, I think we kind of gave them goals, you know, for 2-on-1 or just turnovers, a lot of things that we can fix. And overall, we're just as good of a team as them, if not better. And we have all the tools here. You know, we have a lot of skill guys, a lot of physical guys. So we just got to kind of relax and get back to our game and do what was making us successful in the first round of playoffs and just keep it simple and try to stay out of the box, because they got skilled players that obviously made us pay for taking any penalties or giving them any chances. So we just got to keep it simple and limit our turnovers and limit the freebies again.
Tanner, you were able to come back up for graduation, I understand.
Yeah. Fortunately, yeah, sweat that first round of playoffs, so I had the weekend off, so I was lucky and come back and watch the graduation and see the family. So it was really good.
You know, we were, I don't know if I mentioned this to the coach, but we were talking on the air during your first round series that if you moved on and Brett Olsen's team was able to move on, I think you guys would have met up in the second round, but they I think they ended up getting swept, if I'm not mistaken, and that would have been kind of a cool little matchup there.
Yeah, no, that would have been fun. A few former Huskies and better in the playoffs there, so it would have been fun to play any of them. Everybody said I'm playing against Oklahoma City, so to play against Jujar would have been too. We'll see how it goes here.
Well, yeah, as you mentioned, Jujar Kara is playing with Oklahoma City. They're still alive. Phoenix Copley is and Chris Connor are in Hershey, and you know, they're still going on. So, yeah, there's a few guys playing, and you know, hopefully you guys can get this series turned around. And how are your studies going? I think one of the things we always worry about as coaches is when guys sign and leave right after the year is making sure you finish their degree. So you're on track to finish your degree, right, Tanner? And how are the professors been in that regard?
Yeah, so they've been really good. I was able to finish. I was taking 4 classes this semester, so I have completed 2 completely. I have one exam to take, another, and then a few other things that end up in my final class. Hopefully that should be taken care of in the next week or two, and then I should be all set complete for getting my degree.
Well, with all that free time you have, Tanner, you're talking about, you should be able to work on that. But how much of an influence the Chicago Blackhawks have down in Rockford, D.C.? Any of their coaches come down, or does a guy like Barry Smith, the development coach, has he been around in Rockford very much?
Yeah, well, Barry Smith has been there. He's been here quite a bit. He's actually been gone for the last week or so, but was there for probably about 2 or 3 weeks straight. And yeah, they have a lot of development guys here, and their GM came down and watched the game, and the owner also came and watched the game or watched the practice and kind of talked with the guys. And so they're, you know, they've been great. They really focus on their development part down here and want to make sure we're getting as much instruction and benefits we can. I mean, we have instructors here. We got guys that help face offs and skate. I mean, and just shooting and other things. So it's kind of lucky and fortunate to have all those resources here.
Well, that's what I heard. Barry Smith was at their coaches' convention in Florida, and he told us, the coaches down there, that the Blackhawks probably more than anybody are really trying to develop their own talent within their organization. You know, they have Taves and Kane who are salary capped out and use quite a bit of that money. So now we've got to develop players in Rockford in the American League. But no, they mentioned they got a guy that comes in and works on face-offs, a coach just to work on face-offs, a guy that comes in and works on skating. So they really put a lot of resources and time and development into making sure a guy like Tanner has everything he can to help him get to the next level. So that's great to hear, Tanner, and we're all proud of you. And I know the people in the Copper Country are